From the first letter of St. John. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we shall know that when he appears that we shall be like him, and we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies themselves, for they are pure. In the prayer of St. Ambrose that we commonly call the Te Deum, a list of all heaven's groupings turns up. We've got the white-robed army of martyrs, the noble company of prophets, and the glorious band of apostles. But today, as a feast day, is not about them. No. It's about a different kind of saint. Today is about the saints that aren't named by the church. The people who have triumphed, unknown to the rest of us maybe, but have triumphed nevertheless. Among them, we can find all sorts of people. We find a white-robed army of nurses, teachers, and others who have spent their life taking care of other people. We've got the noble company of parents, neighbours, and friends, the people who made Christ known to us, just as was mentioned in the first letter of St. John. We have the glorious band of all the faithful, all of those who have lived their lives in so many different ways, in different times, sometimes that were good and sometimes that were bad. They've lived through war and peace, in times in sickness and in health, permanently married to their faith, living examples of God's love in the world. Sometimes, too, as a church, it would be good if we stood back from the big stories of the great saints and thought about the little stories of the unspectacular ones. Maybe we're talking about a woman who spent her life just rearing her family, but did it very, very well. Or how she might have watched her addict son later on as he died and taken care of him and loved right up till the end. Or you can think of a man who laboured in some kind of thankless, meaningless work, earning a pittance in order that he could save up enough to scrimp and save to be able to send his daughter to medical school. And one day she would earn much more than he would, but all came from her. Grandparents that offered us a listening ear. Neighbours that shovelled away the snow from outside an older neighbour's house. A little old lady who lit a candle for me last week. The beggar that called for a blessing on my head. There's people who've just made a cup of tea at a sad time or gave a glass of water in his name, and you'd think immediately of that passage in Scripture where Christ says, as long as you did it to one of these, the least of my brethren, you did it to me. Come, inherit the kingdom, prepared for you before all the ages. Today, we celebrate all the people who have inherited it. Let us remember them today, particularly the ones we knew, with a certain amount of pride and affection for who they are. These are the saints that made our world holy and passed Christ on to us through their word and through their deeds. Now, it's our turn to bless them on this, their great feast. Amen.